She knows that your mom always takes her
phone. Second phone call attempt at 4:26 p.m.
I won't have your cell phone after
4.
Hey, Haley, it's me, Sage.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing.
I talked to Jeffrey, and I'm going to his house tomorrow morning, and I'm taking my friend Nicole, and he said he's going to set something up for you now.
Well, like, what do you think,
I don't know. I'm going to talk to him tomorrow morning when I go to his house about it.
How much, like, would I get paid?
Talk to him. I'll talk to him tomorrow, and then I'll bring you in the next day and talk to him about it.
How much do you need to
I don't know. I don't know. You're going to have to talk to him about it. I mean, I don't really work for him like that. I just bring girls to him, and they work for him. So you're going to have to talk to him about it. That's what I'm saying. When you work for him, I'll bring you in, and you can ask him before you work. So, like, what can I do to make more money?
Well,
that's what I'm saying. I'm working tomorrow, and me and him are going to put a schedule together for you and your sister. So I'll call you tomorrow when I leave Jeffrey with the schedule. Okay, well, what time? Well, why don't you, I'll leave you a message. That's fine. I'll leave you a message tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
She just heard from me. She said she doesn't work.
That's fine. That's fine. You did great. Give me
yeah,
a high five.
Yeah, that was good. Because she was throwing, she, yeah, you
she
can tell
threw
she's
you.
A tough girl.
Yeah, you know, you still, but you
did
really
good.
What did
she say that freaked you out?
Because she's like, well, I'm sitting up
a schedule for you and your sister.
She's setting up a schedule.
With him.